Welcome to the Also AI podcast. Discover the latest advancements in artificial intelligence through insightful discussions with industry experts. Each episode will bring a fresh perspective on AI and addresses the real-world challenges, opportunities, and interests you as an IT reseller might have or your customers could ask you about. Featuring experts from Also and leading vendors, we explore diverse insights on AI.
Hi, and welcome to Also AI podcast. In this episode, we will be focusing on AI-driven workstations, and more importantly, what it really takes to make them successful in the real world. AI is no longer just about experimentation of what is happening in the cloud. We are also seeing AI is moving closer to the user into professional workstations. And that is where we will talk about today. This is where we will look into governance, skills, security, and how to control everything here, and also to get a bit closer to what is really critical for the performance itself. My name is Henrik Asserhave. I will be your host today, and I have the pleasure to have good guests with me. So I will start to introduce. I'll start with you, Mekki. Maybe you can do an introduction of yourself to present who you are, where you're from.
Sure. Thank you, Henrik. I'm Mekki Hakim, and I'm the channel lead for AI and hybrid cloud solutions at Lenovo Europe and Middle East. In other words, what I do, I work with our channel partners and their customers to turn interest in AI into solutions that customers can adopt, run, and scale. Thank you for having me here and looking forward to our conversation.
That will be a good conversation. Thank you, Mekki. Jörg, can you take it away?
Thank you very much, Henrik. Yeah, my name is Jörg Roskowitz. I'm with AMD since 17 years, responsible for the FIEs and solution architects in Central EMEA. And we are working with our partners like Lenovo, like Also, on the proof of concepts, on the solutions for our end customers, defining the right hardware as well as the software solution. And I'm really pleased to be here to speak more about AI technology. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Jörg. Idris, can you get who's the next?
Yeah, so I'm Idris. Nice to meet you. I'm so glad to be here. So I'm work at Also France, and I'm the project manager for the brand Lenovo. And it's a pleasure to speak about AI today. So thank you for having me.
Welcome to all of you. So let's jump out where it really matters. So why workstations for AI? So workstations for AI is, of course, something that that is a topic today, but workstations are the powerhouses for AI when you talk about it on a local level, how to work with that. So to you, Jörg, for beginning, why are Lenovo workstations and Lenovo ThinkPad P-Series workstations with AMD the strong platform to go for?
That's a very good question. Thank you very much. So I'm a big fan of high-end workstations. So why? Maybe just two sentences about myself. I'm a little bit paranoia. So that means I want to have the hardware in place to run my AI models, to tune my AI models, and to train my AI models. And with the P4 high-end workstation, you will be capable to do so. And it's first of all coming with our latest CPU architecture, the AMD Ryzen Pro 9000 series. So, which is based on 4 nanometer. So also here, the development is always going on, shrinking the process, making it more efficient, having more cores on the platform, which are very important, specific if you want to accelerate compute. And accelerating compute is starting from the traditional workstation workloads like AutoCAD, Autodesk, SolidWorks, SketchUp, and a lot of other applications. So I'm a big fan of AI because why? Since I would say specific about 1 year, models becoming much more efficient. So that means on standard PCIe GPUs, which are built in the ThinkStation, you can do a lot. So you can run inference, you can create your own large language models, you can do experiments with Claude or Hermes. Also here, it's very interesting how fast the development is going on. You can create your own agentic AI models on these workstations, combining the heavy CPU power combined with the GPU power. And you can accelerate your proof of concepts, which is also important, before customers maybe take their solution into the data center. And here as AMD, we are working extremely close with Lenovo to build the foundation as well as the bridge between the hardware, the software, and the driver ecosystem. The very cool thing, you can develop a lot on the workstation, and then later on, you can put it into the cloud to scale it, for example, for
your company. Keep it local at a powerhouse to make sure everything is running fine and tested and everything like what you need to do there. And that is a good handover. So you want to put everything into one element, into one PC, the workstation. Maggie, from a service point of view, so how can we deal with that? So what about with the service point of view, how to protect the IP, how to reduce latency? What about the control of what we are doing and keeping everything safe?
Yeah, so Jörg was mentioning about starting working on workstations and then moving the workload to data centers. And basically, from what we're seeing in the field, many organizations are struggling with these first steps on how to turn an AI proof of concept into a real project. That's a very accurate statement, and this is exactly the gap that we in Lenovo are trying to solve with our services portfolio and our hybrid AI advantage. So what we are offering to our customers is, in fact, a fully validated approach combining three elements. So it's like I see it as a 1+1+1 formula. Mm-hmm. The first element is to have the right hybrid infrastructure, and that's where we offer our best-in-class portfolio with 80+ AI platforms. The second element is to have the proven AI use cases that can cut deployment time for the customers and help them achieve the return of investment quickly. And the third element is the professional services to actually guide them from ideation, when I have an idea, I want to do something with AI, to actual implementation. So if we want to break it down to a step-by-step approach, we always start with the business value. It's not which hardware should I use, but what is the challenge I'm trying to solve?
Yeah.
For example,
so starting with the problem.
Exactly. For example, are my operations too slow? Or do I want to improve the speed and the quality of my customer service? Or do I want to reduce waste in my processes? So focusing on the challenge is the first step. And this is where our AI discovery workshops come into place, where we focus on four pillars: security, people, how much people are willing to adopt the AI technology, the hardware and the technology itself, and the processes. Yep. So this is the first step. Once this is identified, we need to move to validation. And validation needs to be fast. Either we move on or we kill it. And here we have a big accelerator with our Lenovo AI library. So basically, you can think about it as a catalog of ready to customize AI use cases and AI agents that are already proven in the real world. So customers are not starting from scratch. They are leveraging AI models that are already validated, which basically speeds everything up.
So proof of concept where you can just adapt and plug and play, take a problem and then add on a way to make a solution for that.
Yeah, something like that. And basically, once a pilot shows promise, then we need to make sure that we have all elements in place to make it production ready. And this is where many companies stumble. So that's why it's important to define your hybrid AI game, deciding what runs where, maybe keeping some workloads local on the workstations for privacy and speed, and extending others to data center or to cloud. Sorry, my voice is going for broader access.
But that's natural when you're not AI, so that's good.
You're talking to the real me right now.
Yes.
So our deploy and scale professional services basically define the right scalable architecture, built in the necessary governance to ensure the ethical, the legal, and the regulatory compliance. and of course, the data security and sovereignty. So basically, in short, start small with a real use case, prove the value, and then industrialize it with a good process and scale when you're ready. So this is the recipe that we take from services portfolio in order to help customers with this journey.
And I think we have talked about start small a couple of times already, but even more important is just to start. So maybe hand over, Idris. You talk so much with the customers on a daily level, so this really means a lot for the customers what to do and how to start. And how do the customers respond when you talk about working with workloads, AI workloads on a local level? Do it on workstations? What are the discussions handling about?
First off, when we talk about workstation, many people think about the cloud. But for many organizations, local AI processing on workstation is becoming a strategic choice. First off, because local inference means speed. And with the Novo ThinkStation, powered by high-performance AMD, AI workloads such as a design automation or video denoising can be processed instantly without latency or dependency on network connectivity. And then we have privacy, location, and which means are essential because today running AI model locally ensure that sensitive data never leave the workstation.
Yeah.
And for industry dealing with proprietary designs, confidential media files, this is a major advantage over cloud-based inference. And third, predictable performance and cost control play a key role. You know, today with local workstation, organizations avoid variable cloud cost and gain consistent performance, which is essential for creative professionals and engineers. So in short, AI workstation offers speed, security, and control, making them the ideal platform for local inference and creative workloads.
Great. So when we then go to next topic, talking about governance and how we can trust the AI, Idris, I would like to ask you about what services or what ideas we have in order to look at that together with the customers.
We can have the zero trust principle or the Think Shield. Zero trust assumes that no user or device is automatically trust. Every access request must be verified, authenticated, and authorized. And Lenovo supports this approach with the Think Shield, which is a comprehensive security framework that integrates hardware level protection, identity verification, and policy enforcement. And together, the Zero Trust and the Think Shield ensure that AI workloads run securely with full visibility and control. I don't know if it's clear.
Yeah, it makes super clear. So we can use those Zero Trust principles to regulate the environments.
Yeah.
And when we continue about the security part of it with AMD, then, Jörg, firmware protection is something that is super critical as well. How do you control that?
Good question, actually. So we are doing a lot of steps with a lot of features, working with both the hardware vendors, so the platform vendors like Lenovo, as well as with the software vendors. And to describe the security mechanisms, it's a kind of a different layer project. So you have the hardware layer, where you make the data secure. So for example, we have the AMD memory guard feature. So that's a feature where everything which will be stored in the memory will be scrambled. So if a hacker will get access to the data, then all those data will be scrambled and they can't use them. So they can't also not replicate the data to its original statement, which is an important function. Another function will be the AMD shadow stack, and this I like a lot. So that means this is a copy of an application running on the workstation. So if somebody is getting access to the system and try to manipulate the code, then it will be compared. Once this feature will detect that there is an abnormality in the application, it will block it completely. And this will allow the highest possible security. So that means on the hardware level, we call it the AMD Secure Processor, which is based on PSP, Platform Security Processor, which, by the way, is an open standard. So also built in by other manufacturers so that it will be compatible and compliant with the regulation. Then we have the software level. For example, specific, most of these workstations will run with Microsoft. So we have the Pluton Security, which is a mix of the FIPS 140-3 level.
That was a detailed one there. Yes.
Exactly.
But that is the new way of the BIOS, where you how you scramble the data just to compare to the old,
right?
Older version of BIOS. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So this is saved in the BIOS with the firmware, and of course this will get updated once new features are coming in, that you can always guarantee the last and the most secure way to work. And just to complete the layers, then you have the OEM system level. So those will be the security features coming from Lenovo. And on top will be the customer data. And with that kind of security mechanism, you can make sure that your data will really stay on the workstation. And we all know there is no 100% of guarantee that people will get access. But with these additional enhancement and mechanisms, we are making sure together with Lenovo that the customer data will stay at the server, at the workstation, and it will be secured.
So when we have everything in place and everything is stored in the right way, everything is secure there, then we can maybe look into how to do the skills gap that we have. So how can we enable the customers to look into that? And for that, we have Lenovo Discover. We have the Fast Start within our service portfolio. And that is something that can maybe bridge the gap that we have from where to start, where to help the customers to go there. Do you have some details, Maggie, about that we can talk about?
Yeah, so in the first question, I did mention these steps that we take, and these are exactly related to the AI Discover and the AI Fast Start, and these services that we offer to the customers in order to help them within their AI journey. And it's basically a full life cycle of services, starting from advisory and discovery, because from what we see, most of the CIOs are facing the starting dilemma, which is like, which use case do I start from? Continuing to AI Fast Start, which is basically in 90 days proof of concept, where we can use the customer's real data in order to show the value very quickly. And we are very flexible in where to run this proof of concept. So it can run on the environment of the customer, for example, on a workstation or in the data center, but it can also work in the cloud or in our labs.
So do you do it on a, like a one-to-one? Do you visit the customers, or how do you support the customers in that way?
That's a good question. So we have AI solution architects and pre-sales teams. Basically, we have the AI Center of Excellence in Europe and Middle East that supports the customer. So we start with talking to the customer and understanding their challenges. And based on that, we design the right proof of concept that we need to do. It can happen remotely or it can happen face-to-face, depending on the customer's preferences, of course.
Yeah, but the thing is super... I think it's super relevant. When we talk about services, we talk about how to do extended warranty, how to do things like a service when you have a need for that. But this is really a service that is different. When you come to Lenovo services, this is a like one-to-one service where you support the customer in order to get enabled into the AI journey. And then they also have a, what can we call it, a best friend that can help them looking into what the data are, what can we, where to start, and so on. So that can be really supportive.
And it's
really
not only, correct, and it's not only Lenovo. So this is an ecosystem play. And this is where we work with our channel partners. This is where we work with Alzo as well in order to offer this advisory services to the customers. So it's a, as I said, it's a win-win situation, where we can bring customer what he needs. And it's all based on our Lenovo Hybrid Advantage, which is bringing the speed, the execution, and the expertise. And I can talk about that as well.
Yeah. And services like that is popping up like we have not seen before. Therefore, it's also quite important that we discover what is actually possible now and where to get help. And where to get help is, of course, super easy coming from an IT industry, how we work with that. And Lenovo as an organization, whether it will be on Lenovo products or not, are super like first movers within AI. So, of course, that could be really a good way to look at it together with the customers. So, Jörg, from the technology side, when we look about modern tools, how to make more AI accessible for power users, for the workstation users, maybe we're looking at engineers, designers, powerhouses like rendering video equipment and so on. How can AMD support in that part with modern tools?
So this is exactly what my team is doing, working with the end customers on the software solution or the adaption to the different workstation solutions offered by Lenovo. And this is a very critical part. So, for example, we are providing microservices, as we call them. So those are different tools you can download from AMD webpage, from GitHub, making sure, for example, how to use Claude, how to use Hermes, how to run rendering applications. So those will be detailed scripts you can install on the workstation and you can work with. And just coming back to an example, what we have worked the last, because we all know yesterday we generated pictures with AI. Today we are doing movie clips, right? Yeah. And the last model we have deployed was a very powerful, from my point of view, perfect and optimized for a power workstation like the ThinkStation P4 is LTX 2.3. So LTX 2.3 is a 100 billion model where you can create video as well as audio material. And it's really like working, generating pictures in the past. You're adding a prompt, having Superman sliding over the ocean. And then you're not getting a picture. You're getting a video clip where you can see Superman flying over the ocean. And it's very impressive because from my point of view, specific for this kind of business, this will be the next feature enablement for a lot of application for movie entertainment to generate customized content for the end customer. And this, of course, need all the possible hardware performance in terms of CPU as well as GPU, making sure that this content can be secured, get developed, and optimized. And this is what we are doing with our partners. So we are helping them getting the software adapted specifically on AMD solution. There is one more feature. We call it day zero support. So that means AI, we all know it, nothing has been written in stone. Everything is up in the air. The only thing we can tell is that in the next quarter, something new will appear to the market.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if it's new drivers, new applications, frameworks, models. There is definitely something new, like Gemma 4 a couple of weeks back, which we are working to provide the customers the best possible experience.
So the video performance is where we're getting now, and that is also why the workstations and the powerhouses within the workstations are getting more and more relevant if you have that need here. So Idris, to the partners, when you talk to the customers about how to sell the workstation, so partners are getting trained in what way, what kind of needs is it that they want to listen about? So some resellers might be looking more into the hardware and how to combine that also with the software. Is that something that the market can easily adapt, or is it like some trainings being done?
So for organization in regulated industry like finance, healthcare, or the public sector, the first thing that we're talking is about the security and compliance, because is it non-negotiable? At the foundation, AMD provide hardware and firmware level security features, such as the secure boot and memory encryption. And this protection ensures that the system starts in a trust state and that data is protected even at the lowest level. On top of that, operating system hardening reduced the tech surfaced by disabling unnecessary services and enforcing security configuration aligned with compliance standards. It's a good point because when we talk about resellers or someone who asks about AI, essential for us is talking about the security. And Lenovo adds another critical layer through in image management and lifecycle services. Standardized secure OS image ensure consistency across the fleet, faster deployment, and compliance with internal and external regulation. And when you combine AMD hardware security, OS hardening, and Lenovo services, you create a workstation platform that is secure by design, compliant by default, and ready for the enterprise AI workloads.
So now when we talk about having things on-premise with the PC workstation, having it with the data center, we're also looking at for the cloud. When we look at the workstations, Jörg, and sizing the right workstation for the right use, how do we, with AMD, ensure that we have the right combination of the right CPU, the GPU, NPU as well? What matters here to look into that to make the best solution? I think you can always create a powerhouse, but also how can you find the right things to look at when you have your AI models working in the best way?
That's a very good question, Henrik. And as Maggie already highlighted, so we're talking about solutions and we have a kind of a playbook where the customer can choose to configure the hardware, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, on the CPU side, it starts everything with 4 cores, 6 cores, 8 cores, 12 cores. So you can really specify on the needs. So are you more focused on large language models? Are you more focused to generate images, movies? Do you want to create maybe an AI store server with a specific need for your employees for security reasons, camera detections, and all these kind of things? So you can configure the memory, which is also big key to drive your local AI models. You can provision the system specific to your needs. And this is where we are working together with Lenovo. So Lenovo is having a complete overview for all these different customers to provide specifications, solving the customer's needs. And from my point of view, this is very critical, similar to data center, because on the one side, you can very fast over-provision, you can spend too much money in investing into a too big hardware, which at the end you don't need, or you do the opposite. So you're configuring maybe a base model, and then a month later, you will find out, maybe I need more power. And this is exactly what we are configuring together with Lenovo and the end customer, making sure that the customer will get the best possible experience.
So Maggie, when you do the use cases and the workshops with the customers, are you also looking at where to have the AI model stored? Is it on a PC, on the cloud? And how do you talk with the customers about that?
Of course, that is definitely one of the most important steps and one of the most important topics we discuss with the customer. And it comes down to understanding the current needs and also the future needs of the customer so that a workload can be scaled appropriately and also to meet the requirements of privacy and governance.
So is it normal that the smaller companies or something, they start in the small, or do you recommend that they start maybe to invest in some bigger workstation models? Or how are the needs? Are they very different, or can you just start up super easily?
Yeah, in AI, there is no one size fits all. It's very important to understand the customer's needs. So it's hard to say like you should start like that or big or small. But you need to understand
that. Yeah, so based on the needs that you have as a company, and also get the right questions to the company so they can find out where to start and then build the case out of that. And then with the case to size, whether it should be a notebook, a workstation, a data center, or whatever we can find in the portfolio. We have a lot of things there. Jörg, you also have good input here, I know that.
Yes, you mentioned it already, and Maggie made the point clear. So if the customer is still in a kind of a development phase, I think a workstation is always good. If the money is not there yet, take a T14S with a Ryzen AI. So you can also run these inference models. You can do experiments. You can do a small proof of concept on your notebook. And then later on, when you get a sense for your business, then you can switch to the workstation where you scale your project or where you further develop your project. And just to give you some examples, we had recently a customer opportunity, and this was with such a workstation. And this is called an AI store server. The customer was coming, Jörg, we want to invest more into security. We have a couple of cameras in our store, and we want to analyze the video feed in terms of intrusion. People are stealing something. So we started to build a proof of concept based on YOLO, just analyzing the video stream. And then the customer came out, wait a second. Okay, this is working, and that's an easy task. But can we also use this for marketing? And I like the idea a lot. So what does marketing mean? So analyzing the customer behavior. So which products in the store they are interested in and maybe which not. And so that means they can adjust their marketing style to improve the products in terms of the positioning, in terms of the color or whatever is necessary to the product. And then last but not least, they also mentioned, okay, and now let's get an AI agent added for our employees where these employees can inform about specific stuff which is happening in the store. So is this product available in that specific color? Yes or no? And then the AI agent is verifying in the warehouse if the product is still available. Or some questions, how do I need to deal with a specific customer? Can also be for new employees. And at the end, we served about three different AI use cases where a workstation is perfect tailored for.
So you can actually run that on a simple workstation, or is it a big workstation? Or,
please don't say simple workstations. Those are really
when we talk workstation, users. We know we have like a more high level than a PC. So yes, of course, you're all right.
Yeah.
when we don't talk about simple workstations, but Idris, to you, when you talk with the customers about the workstation that we are selling from Alzo to the resellers, do you face that customers are coming to the reseller where you are helping and saying they want the biggest workstation that you can get? They want everything. And you say, okay, no, let's start here. So they may be going for the big version and then you take them down. So I think sizing is also super important that we don't overspend the money, but maybe spend the money in the right waves.
Yeah, it's a good question, because when we talk about resellers, the first element is the first element that we ask about workstation is the model governance, because organization need define policies around which AI model are authorized, how they are updated, and where they are hosted on the workstation. And next come the data classification and access control. Not all data should be treated the same way. Sensitive data sheet must be accessible to authorized users, and AI workloads should respect this classification. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about the reseller, we're not here just for sell a workstation. We really think about the needs of the customer or the reseller, and we adapt the offer in function or his needs.
Okay, good. So now we have more or less everything in place, but we are still having a good conversation about the workstations. So with the hybrid AI strategies, we have talked about the data center in one of the previous podcasts. We have talked about cloud-based, we talked local PCs, Copilot Plus PCs. Now we're having the workstations here. So Jörg, from an AMD point of view, with the powerhouses that you can deliver with your hardware, how do you help the customers balance between each devices?
So we are looking very clearly about the customer use case, and we are helping them to have the exact mix. So we call it about hybrid AI. So that means leveraging the CPU as well as the GPU as a maximum value so that you can get the maximum performance per dollar or performance per dollar spent on your workstation. And this, of course, heavily depends on the customer use case. So we have spoken about the AI store server. This can be in the education area, for example, having multi-language models, which will be used for transcriptions, translations within the European Commission. We worked at a couple of school projects where you're using a workstation specific, helping the kids to educate specific subjects like math, physics, languages, chemistry, which from my point of view is a very, very perfect use case because we know the data and we have the data, and AI will give the capability for the students to learn a lot faster and more efficient.
Okay. So you have shared already some good examples about how the use cases that you have been looking into together with some customers. I know from the Novo side, when you're having those workshops and when you talk to the customers, there are a good dialogue with the customers about what they are doing. Maybe something is confidential. I don't know. But maybe when some of the dialogues you have had with customers or some use cases that you have had with Lenovo, is that something that you can share with us, some good examples to look into?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to talk about some AI use cases that we work with customers in different verticals. And what's exciting is that we're seeing AI in practice and how it's changing day-to-day operations. So let me give you a first example from the manufacturing world. So today we're seeing very strong results on the factory floor, cameras that are capturing images directly on the production line, and AI analyzes them locally on a workstation. Basically, the system can spot defects on the surface that are hard for the human eye to catch, which means that issues are flagged earlier. There are less returns, less waste, and the quality stays consistent. It's a very focused use case, automated surface inspection, but it delivers clear return of investment. Another example that I can give is from the banking and retail as well. Jörg also mentioned that before. So what we did is we delivered AI vision solutions that are running on local workstations as edge systems inside bank branches and stores. One European bank used this to analyze queue lengths and security feeds in real time in selected locations. And the goal was very simple. Let's improve the customer's experience. Let's reduce the waiting times and also increase visibility for the branch staff. This is where we worked jointly with a channel partner, and we provided a solution across 800 branches, and we're scaling. So what's exciting here is that even though I mentioned banking as a vertical, but there is no reason why this solution would not work in other verticals as well. For example, take transportation hubs and how we improve customer experience there. And maybe like to finish with another.
Can I put a question? Because one you talked about, manufacturing and image taking photos, I have heard about a case that you have had where you have where looking at the production facilities where the customer producing those products, they were like doing the quality inspection when the products has been finalized. Right. So maybe that's the example that you're talking about where you then are monitoring during the process. So actually if a product is defect or not meeting the criteria, you're able to actually with AI to skip and then don't process with all the rest of the production.
Correct. So basically what we did, we implemented a robotic arm that can take the defect parts away from the production line.
Yeah, so that will also be, even it is an investment in the AI, it will take out costs from production afterwards. And by that, the AI investment, you can say, can be reduced by that way. And you had a third one as well.
Yeah, the third one is basically something that can relate to small, medium businesses and to every knowledge worker. So we had an example where an insurance company wanted to have an AI-driven help desk assistant. So basically, mm-hmm. they had support tickets coming in and they needed to speed up the support. So what we did is we implemented an AI agent that pulls up relevant documentation related to the case. It summarizes them and it compares them with similar past cases and suggests next steps to the human support agent. So it's like giving every support person a research assistant that is going to support him to provide the best advice for the customer. And we see similar approaches also in the legal sector, where AI can review the document, it can flag errors or missing information and speed up the routine work. And it helps experts to focus on what really matters and to spend their time effectively. What I wanted to say is that the common thread across all of these examples is the same. They solve a real problem. They run on accessible infrastructure like workstations mm-hmm. or edge systems, and they all deliver results fast. And that's what AI looks like in practice today.
And that is also super relevant when we talk about the edge part of it. So I think we can all imagine that cars driving, they should be online to the cloud all the time in order to do self-driving methods. Not now maybe, but in the future, I think we will rely on an internet connection if the car will go in and stop for the red light, go for the green light and so on. So all those devices that are like being processed on the edge is also something that is super relevant also to combine what is relevant for the cloud, what is relevant for the data, but also on the edge part of it. So you can take some decisions very close to where the things is really happening. So what about developing the channel and the win-win model that we're looking for, that as a reseller engagement and a customer engagement? So that combination, is that something that you have also looked into?
When we talk about win-win model, it basically comes down to three things, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. First one is how fast can you move? The second one is how easy is it to execute? And the third one is whether you have the right expertise when it really matters. And basically, this is where Lenovo's strength comes in because mm-hmm. of our broad and mature ecosystem built around it. So let's break it down. If we take speed, for example, we help partners move quickly by providing shortcuts. I mentioned before the AI library.
Yeah.
This is basically what we have done. We have done all of the due diligence and all of the work in order to offer our customers and our channel partners production-ready, validated AI use cases so that they do not start from scratch, but they can move faster from experimentation to return of investment.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about ease of execution, I guess we can say that it comes down to standardization and to modularity. And this is why within Lenovo's Hybrid AI Advantage, we offer a full integrated AI stack, including the hardware level, the AI models, and the agent management platform. And what we also do, we make them available as best recipes in the form of validated designs and validated architectures. So this makes it very easy for a customer to scale the architecture, starting small, as we mentioned before, and growing with the growth of the business and the workloads while staying secure and compliant. And the third point is expertise. And I guess this is from my point of view where Lenovo really stands out, because through our AI Center of Excellence, our global professional services teams, and most importantly, our strong ISV ecosystem, we can support very complex AI projects. You know, Lenovo is the technology partner for Formula One. So we are providing mm-hmm. solutions that work in a high-performance mission-critical environment. And this means that customers do not need to have all of that expertise in-house. We augment their capabilities so that they can get the work done efficiently. And of course, when we talk about channel, we also need to look at the commercial part of the world. So commercially, the partners can attach these Lenovo AI services that we discussed, the AI Discover, the AI Fast Start, our management services. And by doing that, they unlock strong service attach opportunities, which support their incentives, their rebates, while reducing their delivery risk. So customers are benefiting from consistent high-quality AI deployments. Partners benefit from faster execution and better economics. Yeah. And we act as the service-led backbone to make AI practical and, more importantly, repeatable.
I think you touched a very interesting element here, because the expertise is for sure something where a lot of companies, they don't know where to start. So when they don't know where to start, they don't know how to speed it up. They don't know how to make it easy. So that is, of course, where and companies are on different level. So I think we have touched a lot of things today about the hardware, about the workstation, the capabilities here, how to size the right things, but also actually just to start up the dialogue with the customers about how things are being done, where to start, where to get some help, maybe where to invest, and also how to scale it in the end. So with the final wording from each and every one from you, I will ask you to say, okay, if you would, in one sentence, can say, after listening to this podcast about where to start with the workstation setup and also with the services around, and from a partner landscape, I will start with you, Idris. Maybe you can start saying, okay, listening to this podcast, where will you as a reseller, end customer, start when closing this podcast? So is that something like that you have been thinking about, that what will you be your recommendation?
To sum up, AI workstation are not just powerful machine, they are trust AI platform with Lenovo ThinkStation powered by AMD. Organization can run an AI locally with high performance and full data control. Enforce governance and guardrails through Zero Trust and ThinkShield, and meet security and compliance requirement even in the most regulated environment. AI innovation doesn't have to come at the expense of security or control, and that is exactly where modern workstation make the difference. That's what I can say for our seller.
Good to hear. Jörg?
Thank you very much.
Final sentence, what to do after this podcast?
Sure, I make it short. So AI is no longer a future concept. It's already transforming how we work, innovate, and solve complex challenges across every industry. And we are happy to be part of that solution family working with Lenovo and ALSO.
And to you, Maggie, I believe that everyone is ready to buy the services from Lenovo in order to get some help in running this. But are there anything that you would like to add for the final ending here?
Yeah, so I would say the best next step would be to pick one challenge that can be solved with AI and start there. Prove the value quickly. And if you do that, you'd build momentum fast, and you can take it from there. So that would be my advice.
So one challenge, I believe that is something that can either be like saving time or saving money. To a company, that might be where to start.
So, time and money, exactly.
So I think listening to this podcast has been an investment, both in time and economy. So with that, I will thank all the three of you for participating in this podcast here. And I think you have done a great homework in order to present a lot of good things here. So let the audience decide where to go with the new AI investments for the future. Thank you very much for joining. And
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
ALSO AI Podcast. Whether you're an IT reseller or simply curious, we hope today's episode has inspired new ideas and perspectives. The conversation continues beyond this episode. Share your thoughts and ask your questions. For more resources, links, and product details discussed today, don't forget to check out our show notes and visit our podcast website.